This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And sound. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, it is a big mess. Yes, major winter storms bringing snow, Arctic temperatures, and lots of travel headaches, because that's what happens, right? And some of the coldest air of the season is going across, blowing across the eastern two-thirds of the country just a couple of days before Christmas. That's what the National Weather Service is telling us. I've been really monitoring the weather. So lots of places, especially in the northern plains, are going to be close to record low temps, some of the coldest they've ever seen, maybe the coldest Christmas ever on record. You know, the Rockies, they're going to feel the effects of it for sure. Great Plains regions, you know, you're listening, you're going to be impacted by that too. So rain, wind across Ohio, East Coast, Washington, D.C., New York City, Philly, Boston, Thursday, Friday. But in the Midwest, it's that snow in Chicago, maybe up to a foot of snow. You know, in Denver, they're used to it, right? But they're still getting crazy temperatures. They're talking about maybe in Denver minus five, and wintry conditions for sure. But you're going to see other cities where it's going to be 20 to 30 degrees difference from one day to the next, depending on this, how the system goes through. And I already mentioned Chicago, because Chicago, you can bet if you're traveling there to make sure you have other plans, backups, etc. You know, be able to jump on the phone lines if you get canceled, if your flight gets canceled. It's going to be pretty messy. Even if you're driving, of course, the same thing. If you're driving, you're going to feel the traffic headaches too. And who gets a white Christmas? Well, there's a percentage of people that could see a white Christmas, but actually some of that is small. Not so much in Colorado, not so much in Vermont, but some of the places that are getting the snow a couple of days before may see that most of that evaporates. And but, you know, if you're talking about Montana, if you're talking about Sioux Falls, South Dakota, if you're talking about Aberdeen, South Dakota, all those kinds of places, you know, Nebraska, you're talking about really, really record lows, and maybe seeing some of the white stuff ahead of some of those record lows. So just be careful out there, peeps. Even if you really, really want to get home for the holidays, I get it. But just be sensible, not to lecture. But I've been there. I've been there so many times in my life, trust me, where I wasn't paying attention. And then I looked up at the board like, oh, boy, what am I going to do? Well, one time it was I was trapped in Ohio. That, you know, you keep hearing these stories about people just jumping in with other people and taking rides and figuring out ways to get to where they're getting. I did know the people, but we just said, okay, we're getting a car. And we just drove from Ohio back east to make sure that we could get there. And they were in New York and I was in New Jersey. So it was quite an interesting ride to go back and do it that way, but we had no choice. All right, speaking of no choice, wow, when your kids are sick, what do you want to do? You want to get relief. You want the pain relief medication. But so many of the stores don't have it. So they've had to place limits on it, like CVS, a two-product limit on any children's pain relief products. You know, you think of children's aspirins and stuff. stuff. Walgreens, same thing. Online, six purchases of children's over-the-counter fever-reducing kind of products because flu is on the rise, the respiratory problems, and that big spike and that extra respiratory illness created this surge in demand. So in stuff that people can buy without a prescription, just run to the pharmacy and get it. Just run to the, you know, the grocery store, and you're seeing that a lot of it is just barren. It's just short. They don't have it anymore because of the increased demand. So there are generic versions of it. That's one thing you can do. You can cut the size of an adult medication, although I think that could be tricky, and do something that way. You can consider alternatives. But, yeah, this we're talking about some of these shortages might last until the beginning of next year before you see the stock on the shelves go back up again, right? So it shouldn't last as long as some shortages, but when you've got a sick kid, you want it now, right? That's what you want. You don't want to wait for that. All right, speaking of waiting, boy, it's been a long time. It seems like this has gone on forever and ever and ever, and it certainly has. It's been an exhaustive congressional investigation. I'm talking about January 6th panel. And the House January 6th committee urged the Justice Department on Monday to bring criminal charges against the former President Donald Trump for the 2021 Capitol insurrection, saying that it's accountability for the former president and a time of reflection and reckoning. As of the final meeting on Monday, the committee alleged violations of four criminal statutes by Trump in both the run-up to the riot and during the insurrection itself, and it's recommending the former president for prosecution to the Justice Department. So there's been reaction to that, all over the place. They made the 154-page summary public as they wrapped up the hearing, and the panel, dissolves with a new Republican-led House. They've conducted in this whole January 6th, hearing and the hearings, they've conducted 1,000 interviews. They had some 10, I think, public hearings that were watched, and they had 1 million documents that they collected since they launched in July 2021. Think about that. And of course, like I said, there's been a lot of reaction to it from all sides of this, as you can imagine, right? Including Alan Dershowitz, who said it's a worthless piece of paper. He said there is no provision of the Constitution for this. Congress has no power to recommend prosecution, so this is a worthless piece of paper. And then, of course, there are others who are saying that this absolutely should press forward, and that there needs to be accountability, and that full accountability can only be found in the criminal justice system. Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, said no one should get a pass. All right, stay with us. I will meet you on the other side.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Patterson joins us, and she's written a book along with a co-author, Phyllis Clark Nichols, called Breath for the Soul. We had a great conversation off the air, and I'm actually practicing something that she talked about, and we'll talk about that too along the way. So, Dr. Patterson, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Let's talk about why you wrote this book.
Okay, well, during my 30 years of practicing and teaching in medicine, and also from my personal experience as a cancer survivor and dealing with losses, including the loss of my son, I realized that while conventional medicine is very helpful and can do wonderful things, it's not all that's needed for dealing with the difficulties in life, like stress, anxiety, depression, and grief. And through my training in integrative medicine, I learned that there are simple yet effective things that people can do to be empowered for their own self-care. Among these are intentional breathing, movement, nutrition, and spirituality. So I wrote the book so that more people can learn about these self-care practices.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You talk about losing your son. You talk about cancer. I mean, this is there's people that are going through some tough stuff. And so, you know, you've seen it. And including your co-author also, she also had to deal with a lot of grief, right?
Yes, that's right. And she's also seen her husband through three episodes of cancer and being the major caregiver with that. So, you know, we're writing from our personal experiences and writing from the heart about the things that have helped us, too.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. And you say it right on the cover, too, you know, self-care, steps to wellness. You talk about integrative wellness and things to do, the breath, especially Breath for the Soul, the main title of the book. So somebody listening right now, and of course, if they get the book, which would be great, they'll find out much deeper things. But what can they practice right now?
Well, one of the easiest things is intentional breathing. And of course, our breathing is involuntary. We do it without thinking. But it can also be voluntary and intentional. And any time that we take slow, deep, regular breaths using our abdomen and not just our chest, this is telling our body that we can relax, de-stress, go from a stress response to a relaxation response. And we talk about a special breathwork technique in the book called the 4-7-8 breath. And to do this, you inhale through the nose for 4 counts, hold for 7 counts, and then exhale with a whoosh through the mouth for 8 counts. The counts do not have to be full seconds. It's the ratio that's important, and you'll be able to do the counts more slowly over time. And if you repeat that 4 times twice daily, this can really help us relax, become more calm, think more clearly, act more rationally, treat people more kindly.
Yeah. Is this something that you do every day?
Yes, I do. And in fact, many times I will do it during times of stress, like when I'm stuck in traffic or, when I'm at work and I find myself stressed. And then I also use it in the evening to calm down for going to sleep.
That's a good one. A lot of people struggle with sleep. You also talk about a lot in this, and it would go to breathing too, mindfulness. How important is mindfulness?
Well, that's really important. And meditation can help us with practicing mindfulness, paying attention to where we are and what's happening at the moment, not worrying about what will happen later or ruminating about what happened yesterday, but just really being present in the moment. That can also help us de-stress. And many people think, oh, well, I can't meditate. But there's many guided meditations out there that are helpful for this and lots of apps that can help with that now. And meditation and mindfulness have really been shown to improve both our physical health and our mental health.
And another thing that you talk about, too, because with wellness, of course, food plays a big part in that. And how important is it to eat more plants?
Well, it's very important. And actually, there have been studies to show that plant-based diets that include more antioxidants and less of the inflammatory foods that are part of our routine American diet. If we eat more plants and more antioxidants, we're actually less likely to be depressed, and it can help our mental state to do that. So it's not only good for us physically, but also good for us mentally.
Yeah. As a doctor, I mean, you certainly have seen it all. Do you think we're in a place in our world where you're seeing more anxiety and depression?
Well, I think so. And certainly the COVID pandemic has contributed to that. You know, many of us had to isolate, especially in healthcare. We had to isolate for a long period of time. We saw people only virtually and not in person, which is just not the same thing as sharing a laugh or giving a hug. So now we're re-socializing and, you know, reaching out to others. It's not something that we can do with just a snap of a finger after being isolated for such a long time. So increasing our interconnectedness with others is part of practicing our spirituality, and that can really help us.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Breath for the Soul, Self-Care Steps to Wellness?
Well, we hope that people will take away just some practical tools that can help them with dealing with the struggles in life and being empowered to use self-care to help with those things.
So important now, more than ever. Dr. Patterson, thanks so much. You can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
Great advice. You know, there's no question about it. Some of what she said is very easy to do. It's just taking those few moments to do it a couple times during the day. It's weird when you don't do anything with breathing, and then all of a sudden you do, you realize, oh, that's what that feels like. Speaking of taking a breath in a much different way, how about this kooky Sam Bankman-Fried? They're calling him the crypto creep, but whatever. He's the founder of FTX, and there was a crazy thing that happened on Monday. He gets to the courthouse in the Bahamas on Monday. He's expected to tell a judge he's not going to fight extradition into the U.S., where he faces these criminal and civil charges related to the collapse of cryptocurrency, his exchange, FTX. And it comes a week after his lawyers said they plan to fight extradition. So it was scheduled for February 8th, but his turnabout is speeding up the timetable for him to be sent to the U.S. So they arrested him last Monday at the request of our government so that he can come back to the U.S. And his charges in the U.S. include wire fraud, money laundering, civil charges. He could spend this 30-year-old could spend the rest of his life potentially in jail. He gets to the courthouse in a black van marked corrections. He was escorted by a SWAT car and a police car. They whisked him into an entrance at the back of the courthouse. There were a handful of people who said they were crypto enthusiasts or FTX customers that lost money that came to court to witness the proceedings. And one man screamed out, "Sam's a fraud," screaming it, you know, at the courthouse steps. So, boy, he went from genius and crypto evangelist to pariah at incredible speed. FTX filed for bankruptcy November 11th. It ran out of money. It's kind of the equivalent of, as I was telling someone the other day, a bank run. Like, whoops, sorry, don't have it. And it looks like he's going to get extradited to the U.S. That's the bottom line, right? And supposedly he had been, well, he was worth tens of billions of dollars on paper anyway. And Tom Brady and so many others, so many other celebrities were hawking his FTX on commercials. They were talking about how great it is and talking about the whole thing of crypto. And now so many of them find themselves in a different kind of lawsuit. I like what the new CEO of FTX, John Ray III, told a congressional committee last week. He said there was nothing sophisticated about what he was up to. He said, this is what he said. He said, this is just old-fashioned embezzlement, taking money from others and using it for your own purposes. Because then, you know, you hear that there were these $10,000 luncheons for the people who worked in the Bahamas with him and just all kinds of crazy nonsense and where money was, you know, earmarked and that kind of thing. But it definitely put crypto on the minds of many, just crypto in general. And then what happens with FTX and all those people who now have no money in it, the money that they invested in it. So there you go. You know, they have these recalls. Sometimes you get in the mail, you get a car recall and you look at it, think, oh, do I need to worry about this? If you have a Chrysler 300, you might worry about it. They had the third death thanks to a crash that involved a Chrysler or Dodge vehicle, an exploding Takata airbag. So don't drive them until they repair. You got a 2010 Chrysler 300, take it in for goodness sake. All right, so more to go. Stay with us. Got a couple of great authors coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is pausing the lifting of Title 42 for now. Chief Justice John Roberts granted a temporary stay Monday afternoon. Several states filed an emergency application asking the High Court to keep Title 42 from ending, claiming it would lead to an overwhelming flood of immigrants. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The removal of Title 42 does not mean the border is open. Anyone who suggests otherwise is simply doing the work of these smugglers who, again, are spreading misinformation, and which is very dangerous.
The rule allowed border agents to expel any immigrant over COVID concerns. The Biden administration has to respond by 5 p.m. Eastern today if they want the stay lifted. The Packers are keeping their postseason hopes alive after beating the Rams 24-12 on Monday Night Football in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers threw for 229 yards, one touchdown, and an interception in the victory. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Joseph DeBarth, who's written a book, Biblical and Non-Biblical Evidences for the Book of Mormon. Pat Winholtz, his editor, is also with him. So hello to both of you.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the book first, Joseph, the reason why you wrote it. What made you decide, hey, I'm going to tackle this, I'm going to get it out there into the world?
Well, for years, God has been telling me I needed to do something to help people understand the connection between the Bible and the Book of Mormon. And I've been working on it for a long time in my head, but I've got to the point where I said, God, it's just, I can't remember all this stuff. I just can't handle it all. What do you want me to do? And I felt he said to write a book, to put it down, write it all down, get it all in place. So I did what he asked. And I wrote the book with his help. And what you have in front of you is the result of what I believe was a spiritual directive from God. And I hope it will be of help to many people to help them in their spiritual walk with Christ.
So the biblical side of this, because biblical and non-biblical, tell me, just give me an example, because of course people can read the book and they'll get this all in depth, but tell me about some biblical evidence for what you're talking about with the Book of Mormon.
Okay. There's, let me see, I'm trying to find, decide which one to go to so much. There's, the Bible clearly talks about there's being two books that are being brought together. The book of Joseph and the book of Judah. The book of Judah, of course, is the Bible, including the New Testament. The book of Joseph, though, is not the Bible, but it is, in fact, the Book of Mormon. I challenge anyone to show me anything in the New Testament that deals with any house of Israel other than Judah. Because that's what it's all about. The New Testament of the Bible is the house, the book of Judah, or in other words, the history of the house of Judah, which is the tribe of Judah and Benjamin and some of Levi. Then you have the house of Israel, which is all the other 10 tribes.
So,
and that's clearly defined in the Bible.
Yeah, so Pat, pick it up from there. Editing this, I mean, would be so key so that people can understand it. What was it like editing, especially the biblical side of it?
Well, I felt like the book that Joe was writing was worthwhile because the Book of Mormon itself makes claims about how you can tell whether it's telling you the truth. And if it were telling you the truth, in my mind, it would be consistent with what's in the Bible. And it says, all you have to do is ask for a verification. Ask the Lord whether this book is true. It doesn't make claims about itself independent of you. It says, go ahead and ask the Lord if what you have here is true. And if it is, he'll give you a witness about it. So what this is talking about is the people who left the Middle East at the time of the confounding of languages, the earliest people coming from one side of the continent and the later people coming from a different direction, all of them coming to what I would call Central America. And then those people proliferated over the years, and we have the incredible archaeological remains of the Olmecs, the Maya, and the Aztecs. And all of these people have a history. And a lot of that history coincides with what the Bible is talking about. So people have an opportunity to make those connections, but they gotta invest a little time, that's all.
I like how you put that, they ought to invest a little time, just like Joseph did in pulling this together and then enlisting your help. And, you know, talking about the biblical side and the non-biblical evidence, let's talk about the non-biblical evidence. And we'll stay with you, Pat, for a second. So when we look at non-biblical evidence, what are we looking at in the book?
Now, if I understand you correctly, I would say we're looking at what is available from an archaeological point of view in the Central American area, which would be the area of the Maya. And we're looking now at the stela that are everywhere down there, which are now in the process of being decoded. Interesting stuff. For example, there is a glyph that actually means, and it came to pass. And that has been deciphered by archaeologists. Does that not sound very familiar, like a biblical phrase?
Yep.
And it came to pass? Okay, so that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. It's the stuff that's on those stela as they're being deciphered. And a lot of this is covered by the jungle overgrowth, which is now being exposed by LIGAR technology, this humongous, vast civilization. So if we can get to the root of what these Stella are saying, it's going to turn out that they're going to give us a history that coincides with what we already know. It's a beautiful thing, but somebody has to give it a chance and find out that this is true.
I like the way you put that. And so, Joseph, for you, the non-biblical evidence side, just like Pat was telling us, when you look at the archaeology, when you look at what's happening, what's being uncovered, that has to be really exciting. Was it interesting for you to write about that side of it?
Yes, it was. And there's, you know, one of the things that I wrote about is where the lost tribes of Israel are. We actually know where they are and who they are. And I've defined that clearly in the book. And that was something God pointed out to me that I learned when I was writing the book.
Also things like concrete.
And also that there's a lot of proof or evidence that they had concrete. The Book of Mormon claims that they had concrete, but for years the non-believers have claimed that there wasn't ever anything in concrete. But now we have solid evidence that there was, in fact, lots of concrete used by them.
So it's exciting to see what's going to happen down the road for sure. And again, the book is called Biblical and Non-Biblical Evidences for the Book of Mormon. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, of course. And Joseph, for you, what do you hope people take away? And I think both of you are saying it, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
It shows the clear-cut evidence is the preponderance of truth of evidence that the Book of Mormon and the Bible teach the same thing.
And it's also a witness about Jesus.
And it's a second witness. It's truly a second witness that Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. There's one more thing I would like to do. There's in Revelation, there's a prophecy that there are 24 elders sitting on thrones around the throne of Christ. Who are those 24 elders? Do you know?
No.
Well, 12 of them we know is defined in the Bible as the 12 disciples God appointed or called to be his disciples when he lived on the earth.
And what about the rest? That's what I would know.
No, great. The other 12 are not defined by the Bible, but they are defined by the Book of Mormon. Because when Christ came to America after he left Israel, the country of Israel, he appointed 12 more disciples. So he had 12 disciples in Israel, the country of Israel, and 12 disciples in America. That's 24. And that's where the 24 elders come from.
Ah, all right. So good lesson in that. Pat, I'm going to give you the last word because you helped Joseph pull this all together. Editing is so important to make that flow. And there's a flow to this. Was it an exciting project for you?
Yes, I felt like it was very rewarding personally. And Joe and I have been friends for some time. I'm just a retired English teacher. I am not a professional editor, but I do know, you know, what a preposition is and how to construct an English sentence. So it's been exciting for me to just kind of make something beautiful out of that. It was a beautiful thing.
Perfect place to end this. A beautiful thing. Joseph DeBarth, Pat Winslet, thanks so much. Again, Biblical and Non-Biblical Evidences for the Book of Mormon. As I said, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever books are sold. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Feel happens to us, so this book can help push you forward, and I think now more than ever it is so vital. I see so many people falling into these patterns. The author is Maria Lisa Bowen, and the book is called Reflect, A Perspective on Understanding Your Reality and Becoming Unstuck. And it's that word unstuck that really should eat at you and probably pops out at a lot of you, because I hear this constantly from, really frankly, almost every single person I know. Maria, what a great title. What made you write this book?
Well, I'll start by asking a few simple questions. One, do you ever wonder how you end up in the situations you're in, or why you repeatedly experience obstacles, or why you just really feel stuck? I did. So many times we feel overwhelmed with life's problems because we don't take the time to really understand the cause of our pain. Instead, we kind of go on to autopilot, not thinking through things because it might hurt too much or seem too difficult. So to answer your question, I wrote this book because I found myself, once again, in a situation where everything seemed to be going wrong at the same time. I was stuck, I was tired, and I felt defeated. So instead of ignoring my problems, launching into attack mode, or even assigning like false rationalizations, I found myself looking at things from a different angle. By digging a little bit deeper to understand my problems, very importantly, without blame or judgment, I was able to push all of those worries aside for a moment and focus on what really mattered. So that's kind of what I wrote the book for, to help other people get there.
Yeah, you and I talked about this. I really like some of the things that you told me, is that things that irritate you about other people is annoying because why?
It is usually because we will not take the time to realize that there are things that we're not accepting about ourselves.
Mm.
We're seeing those things that annoy us on the outside because we won't accept this in ourselves. Yeah.
And I think I see that a lot with lots of people. You're right, that frustration, that irritable thing that happens. What about seeing things negatively, like problems, obstacles, always negatives, right?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I have a great example. I have been going through a particularly tough time at work a few years ago, and I felt like the whole world was just crashing down on me. I was looking at my life from the outside in. In other words, what was going wrong, who didn't approve of me, what I thought I should be doing versus what I really wanted to be doing, which honestly at the time I didn't know. So instead of beating myself up, I decided to focus on what would make me happy, as I mentioned before. And honestly, just admitting that I really didn't like the job I had at the time was one of the most significant things that I could have done. I was honest with myself and brave enough to admit that I just wasn't happy. So by following a certain pathway of thinking, as I demonstrate and reflect, I found like a lasting personal power. It's like the good stuff just keeps coming. Why? Because the solutions are on the inside. So instead of thinking, if I only had nicer people to work with, or if only my boss would recognize me for my worth, I thought, if only I recognized my worth. And it was so powerful. True solutions come from the inside. They don't come from the outside. And the secret is really self-acceptance, accepting your whole self. And now when I think I couldn't be happier, I find myself actually attracting much more happiness and fulfillment because of the way I process things now. Yeah.
Wow, it's so interesting. And when you made that leap, I want to go back to the example of the job, which is a great one, because you had a good job, and most people would just keep complaining or going on or putting the blame in other places, like you said,
yeah,
and they wouldn't take that leap. And then you say you take the leap, and all these good things keep happening. Is that what you would tell everybody? Was that the most amazing, hard thing to do, but really turned out sensational?
Yeah, it's actually a lot easier. And as you get used to doing it, for example, if someone really pisses you off, you, instead of, like, our natural reaction is to blame the other person, you know? We don't stop. And if you could catch yourself in that moment and say, why is that person irritating me? And just keep asking that question until you get to the answer. That answer is going to come from usually some way that you're disrespecting yourself. So it's really, it boils down to how you're treating yourself, because that's how you're going to treat others. And you don't even realize it, you know? So,
right,
you know, getting frustrated with other people, you get to the point. You can get to the point where your opinions, or shall I say other people's opinions, don't really matter as much because you realize where they're coming from. And I explain that a little bit in the book, a lot of it in the book.
Yeah, so explain that to us for a second. It's kind of like letting something roll off your back, right?
Yeah. Yeah, realizing it's a signal, it's an emotion. I mean, if you realize that many of your problems that you face are really because you're not seeing clearly when you make a decision or making, you know, a decision about a person, about, an action that you're going to take, you're really not seeing things for what they are many times. Your reality is based on your perception, and another person's reality is based on their perception. And our perceptions, they're formed, or shall I say distorted, by our experiences, our beliefs, our upbringing, our culture, our religion, a million other things. And things that, to some extent, you know, make us different. So two people in the same situation, you know, they could perceive what's going on very differently. I mean, look at any marriage, right? All joking aside, our reality and how we perceive what's going on outside of us, it's not really reliable. So others' opinions are just manifestations of their reality, and it's probably distorted in some way. So if you could step away from that and just kind of put your feeling, I don't want to say put them on hold, but like put pause for a second and say, you know, why am I getting so angry about what this person said? Realize that it's not the other person. It's something in you that's trying to get your attention.
Oh, so powerful. If taking that pause, especially taking the pause, like you say, and you talk about it deeper in your book, doing that can make a world of difference. And it just takes practice, doesn't it?
That's it. That's it. It's just being aware that you can do it and remembering to do it. So practice, yeah. Practice. Like anything else.
Yeah. We're speaking with Maria Lisa Bowen, and the book is Reflect, a Perspective on Understanding Your Reality and Becoming Unstuck. And you're saying it throughout this, but when people read this book, they're listening to our conversation, they go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever, and they get the book, what do you hope they take away from reading it?
Well, first, that there's always a solution. There's always a solution to your answer and or to your problem, and it doesn't have to be so painful. You know, I kind of walk through the book and explain, you know, what reality is and how, you know, it's not reliable, and kind of guide people into tuning into what's going on inside. So once again, without blaming or judging other people or things or circumstances, so that you get closer to the core of the matter. And I just want to mention one thing here. I grew up in a family where I was the only girl after four boys. So I grew up battling my feelings. I made them less important, you know, somehow than logical thinking. But what I discovered is that feelings and emotions, and this is so important, feelings and emotions are really signals. They're important signals for us to listen to. And if you can tune into what you're feeling and stay honest with yourself, most importantly, you don't need that feeling anymore. It's done its job. It's gotten you closer to the root of what your problem is. So in the book, I show you how to do this and how to identify triggers and distortions of your reality, which really prevent you from seeing clearly. And honestly, the second half of the book, I show you how to turn things around and how you can intentionally create your own reality, because life is really just a series of changes, right? It's nothing is static. And becoming more conscious of what triggers you and knowing that you have that power to see things differently and instantly, you get a sense of confidence knowing that you can get through anything, really, you know, and positively. So you really could create what you desire.
Right. Instead of just going along, just keep humming along, which, as I said when I introduced you, I feel like that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all on autopilot.
Yep. Autopilot. Well, get off autopilot. Get Maria's book, and this is perfect to spring you into 2023 for sure. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this show and this interview. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.